And a macro-based diet plan, I mean, where you're going to be in 6 months is going to blow your mind. You're going to be down in fat, all right? You're going to be up in muscle as well, feeling more confident in your clothes, feeling good, having more energy, and you're going to be sleeping better, feeling better. Everything's going to be better.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O, and I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey. Gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about your one and only fat loss checklist, because I know a lot of you, you're listening, you're watching right now, and you look in the mirror from time to time and you're like, I need to lose weight. You know you need to lose weight. Your gut is hanging out, it's rubbing up against your shirt, and literally, whenever you're listening to this, if it's live, summer's around the corner and you're still stuck in the same exact position as 6-12 months ago. Maybe you've been making some progress, but then you fall off track and you're inconsistent. And this is like the same cycle every single year. And sometimes it could just get confusing. Like, what do you even have to do to lose weight, build muscle sustainably? There's so many different things. Should you do the boot camps? Should you do the fad diets and cutting carbs and the CrossFit and the P90X and Orange Theory? Like, there's so many things. I'm just going to simplify it for you. That way, you could actually lose weight, feel good, and just feel your best all year round. Not just 2 months out of the year, all freaking year. All right. So the first thing, we do this with all our clients, is really help them with a sustainable macro approach. We have different levels of our programs, and the top level program gets custom nutritional goals in terms of macros. So custom calories, protein, carbs, and fats. I'm not saying you have to do that for yourself and you have to go like all in and have certain targets for each day, but I think you should really learn more, gentlemen, about what a macro-based diet consists of in terms of like what are proteins, carbs, fats, why are they even going to help me? Because in a macro-based diet, you can still go out, go to restaurants, or even sometimes have fast food, and you could still meet your macros. You can still meet your calories. Do you want to be meeting your calories having McDonald's every day? No, you do not. But we use the 80-20 rule, which means we want to really help our clients fulfill their calories with 80% whole foods, healthy ingredients, then 20% processed, and just like enjoying yourself. Have the drinks, have the cake, have the cookies, have the burgers, the fries, when the time is right, but it's for that 20%, right? So I think if you got more knowledgeable, educated on macros, how that can actually help you. If you have no idea how to do that, you could send me a message. You know where to find me, all right? Learn more about macros. This way, let's say you're watching and I give you certain targets for your days, right? Proteins, carbs, fats, and then you're actually shown things and ideas that you can eat, meals and ingredients you can have to meet those goals. And it's not chicken, rice, and broccoli every meal. That's pretty cool, right? A meal one, meal two, meal three, that's some 2008 shit. That's not going to work. Like, you've tried that before, the restrictive diet plans. How did that go for you? Probably not well. That's why you're listening. All right. So macros, learn about it. Love it. Let's go. Number two is just having structured exercise. I see this too many times and it hurts me, hurts my eyes, hurts my brain, my heart. People are going to the gym and they just do what they feel like it. They're just going from machine to machine. They're like, oh, this machine is open. I'm going to try this one. I'm going to do this machine. And you're going from machine to machine and there's no like actual structure. There's no like scientific reason why you're going to machine to machine. You just feel, oh, I'm just going to do some shoulders right now. Then I'm going to go to biceps, then triceps, then chest. What are you doing? And I always tell my clients, like, imagine baking a cake. If you bake a cake and you get one damn step wrong and you get one ingredient off just by a teaspoon, it's not going to cook all the way through. It's not going to bake. It's not going to taste good. Same thing with your fitness journey. If you're kind of just like eyeing out your workouts, eyeing out your nutrition, sure, it'll help in the beginning, then you're just always going to plateau because you don't have specificity. All right. Make sure you have a structured exercise plan that will help you. And the last thing is bulletproof accountability. All right, make sure you have a support system. Make sure that whether it's a coach or just a friend, mentor, you know, workout partner, whatever it is, just have accountability. Because I know a lot of people, they're good mentally, but their environment is draining them. So if you have an environment that's always tearing you down, they're lazy, pessimistic, not good energy, drinking all the time, being lazy, living for the weekends, like, do you really want to live that life? No. So have friends or have a program mentorship that has like-minded individuals that actually want success just like you. And then inevitably, you're going to find that success because you are who you surround yourself with. So if you have that, just support in your corner, structured exercises, and a macro-based diet plan, I mean, where you're going to be in 6 months is going to blow your mind. You're going to be down in fat, all right? You're going to be up in muscle as well, feeling more confident in your clothes, feeling good, having more energy, and you're going to be sleeping better, feeling better. Everything's going to be better. And the best thing is you're going to have the tools, the knowledge to stay fit for the rest of your life. I know I'm going to be fit forever because I follow these things. Like, I'm not getting overweight again. I've been there, not going back. I'm not going back. You'll have to catch me dead. All right. So I need that same mindset for you because life is better when you're healthy and you know that. You're just not taking the action. So take action right now. This is your sign. Let's freaking go. I appreciate you. Hope you have the best day of your life. Hopefully this podcast was valuable. Save it, share it, do whatever you want with it, but you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. This is the truth. So that is it. God bless you, fam. Talk to you soon. Have the best day of your life. Peace, love, and protein. See ya.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.